we're going to have a little bit of fun today on the show. We're sharing the results of a survey that we put out to all our listeners of how much you should spend on a first date. So let's have a crack.
Hey, you're listening to My Millennial Money.
It's the podcast where Glenn forgot to put Ash's intro in.
And now over to Aaron, John and Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi, guys.
Hey, we've got Laura from...
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
La La Social Club with us again today. She's basically the fourth member.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Pretty much.
I like that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's balanced, it's equal, it's yin, it's yang. It's
exactly.
It's everything that you need. Hey, in welcome to the episode today. Again, we're going to have a little bit of fun today. We did a survey... about how much you should spend on a first date. But before we get into that, am I too trusting?
You?
Yes. Am I too trusting?
I'd say yes.
I would say...
In some situations.
Not in others.
Let me set the scene.
Let me explain.
Leaving an airport, leaving a hotel, going to the airport, I ordered an Uber. Okay. Next minute... the Uber that rocks up, it's like a Mercedes C-Class, like the Uber, the nice one. I'm like, yeah, that's what daddy needs, you know. You know, I've earned this, wanted that leather luxury.
You know, that last episode where we was talking about being on everyone else's level?
Yeah.
So,
gone straight back to business class.
Yeah, so jumped in the Uber and I was going to the airport, but I had an hour to kill and I'm like, yeah, just take me to a cafe, Paradox Coffee Roasters on the surface, on the Gold Coast, Surface Paradise. Amazing, beautiful, got to go there, guys. He's driving you there and he goes, oh, you're obviously going to the airport. And I'm like, yeah. He goes, oh, do you want me, I do private charter as well. Do you want me to charter, do you want me to just take you to the airport? I said, oh, mate, you can, but it's going to be an hour because I had my like couple of bags. And he goes, yeah, it's $55. And I'm like, geez, that sounds bloody good to me. So I said, yeah, no worries. Well, he goes, I've just lived around the corner. I've got to drop some stuff in at home. He goes, yep, sweet. I'll meet you back here at 10:30. I'm thinking to myself, I should just leave my bags in his car while I went and had a coffee.
No.
Yeah. And anyway, next minute, he says to me, hey, why don't you leave your bags in my car? I'll go back home, have breakfast, and then come back and get you. I'm like, I was just thinking that. So I jump out of the Uber, the car. I go, see you, mate. See you in an hour. Wow. Text you my phone number, all my luggage and...
All your life.
I even left my wallet in my bag because I don't really carry a wallet. I've got Apple Pay on my phone. Now, is that too trusting?
Yeah. I feel like I'd do that.
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
So Laura? I grew up in the country and very trustworthy.
Yeah.
Handshake deal and everything.
Yeah, everything's fine.
I wouldn't do that.
Now, my next question is, was he doing that, one, because he's a nice guy, or two, to guarantee the fare?
Guarantee the fare, for sure.
Yeah. Or to steal your identity. We don't know. Yeah, maybe he'll find that out in a few weeks.
Or try some of your clothes on.
Yeah. Maybe.
Could have.
Maybe.
Weird.
So, I'm happy if he was doing it for both reasons, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because I'm driving to the cafe thinking, I don't want to carry my bloody suitcase into the cafe and back and blah, blah, blah.
Well, he provided a value add, didn't he?
It did. It did. But, and I like his, you know, we didn't use Uber. That was obviously dumb because there's no post accountability. But, you know, he had a little FPOS machine, little tapper thing. So,
cute.
It was great. So, and I got the Uber X luxury for the whole trip.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's running a side hustle.
Basically.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's onto it. Yeah. He's a good guy. So a couple of months ago, we started, was it a month? Oh, it's been running a little bit anyway. We put a survey online on the mymillennialmoney.com website about how much to spend on a first date. Now, we asked a variety of questions. Do you need to get that, Erin?
Sorry, no,
that's all
right. I don't.
Her phone's ringing. That's all right.
Surely it's not your birthday again.
No.
So, we've got we wanted to know how much you should spend on a first date. What do you reckon, John?
In 2018? Yeah, or I was going to say, are we... Dating?
No, today, yeah. Today's dollars.
As a millennial or as John?
As John.
No, because I asked someone this on the weekend, just as a research.
Yeah.
And the question I got back was, well, is it as a millennial or is it... Because I don't think I am one.
Just as a person.
Just as a person, right.
Yeah.
Look, or for you, because the survey, and I'll tell you this now, the youngest age was 20 who completed the survey. The oldest person was 38.
Yeah, so I would expect a massive difference in what those
two... It should be different.
Yeah,
should be different.
But also, when I read these results, it's not that crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So my first thought would be in today's world, Tinder and all those little features that are out there that's cheating in my book, means that you might be going on some cases 2-3 dates a week. I mean, you can't be spending $200 every time you go.
No.
So I would assess it on the first 10 minutes of the date.
Really?
If I'm feeling I might add a zero to it.
You know, ratchet it up.
Which,
Jeez, Amy's a lucky gal.
Yeah. So, unquantifiable was Amy's first date.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, so can you give me an actual hard dollar term? First date, how much would you spend?
I don't know, $100?
Yeah. Aaron?
How much would I spend? Or how much would the spend?
Yeah, well, now that's a polar opposite situation. Like, what would you expect in this day and age?
Oh, I don't know. I'm so out of the game, I've got no idea.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Laura?
You're
in the game. Well, not in the game, but in the age bracket.
She's the game, not in the game.
She is the game.
I am the game. No, I think, and Glenn and I were talking about this, for me, most first dates would be going out for coffee or something casual. Going out for...
Oh, really?
Yeah, because... Wow. Or going out for a drink. So it's not...
Princess over here. No. Lay it on.
It's not dinner.
Right.
Because I don't think many people...
We're from the old school.
We are.
Yeah.
See, first dates were always dinner.
Okay.
Coffee wasn't around when we
were dating. No, it wasn't.
Okay, can I pick Laura's comment up before she finishes? I'm thinking... you meet someone on Bumble or Tinder or whatever.
Yeah.
You organize a meetup.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Go for coffee. That's sweet. But who, like...
Sorry.
If... Hello. Mace is in the studio with Aaron.
Making fish noises into the microphone.
But then it's like, okay, this is reasonable. Hey, let's go out again. And then you turn it up a notch and go to the date.
So that was like a pre-date.
Part of John's assessment system.
It's a discovery. It's a discovery meeting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess though that's completely different because we 100%. Would have always met the person, so you don't really need that discovery.
Yeah,
so
true.
Two coffees, $10.
Yeah,
done.
Shut up. Done.
Yeah.
And
because
the thing is like I don't want to be stuck with this person for freaking 2 hours.
You can have a coffee that's 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And so you can be in and out of there.
Yeah, you can. Okay, see ya.
Well, that was nice. Great. Thanks for
so the equivalent of that adding the zero is how much time we spend at the coffee shop. Is it a 10-minute coffee,
totally.
Get a feel, or is it
there.
An hour? Sorry, not get a feel, is it?
Hey, there's a Me Too movement happening right now.
Or is it...
That's what you meant when you said the first 10 minutes. You're like...
Get a feel.
You know my friend Nick?
Or is it a 2 hour?
You know Nick? Nick who doesn't listen to this podcast. We go out and like when we hit the D floor, women feel him up and he feels so violated. And I'm like, you're part of Me Too.
Girls are ruthless.
Oh,
wow.
Absolutely ruthless.
At the, what's the place that we go where the band plays? At the King Street.
At the brewery.
The brewery, Newcastle.
Yeah.
One night, this chick, obviously wasted. I saw her kissing 4 people. Nick's walking out of the bathroom. She lunges onto him. She goes to kiss him. He's like, whoa.
Wow.
And then I'm like, hey, how are you?
I'll be number 5.
Here I am.
I'm everything you've been waiting for.
Yeah.
And more.
Everything those last 4 weren't. Yeah.
What do you reckon they do for first dates in Africa? So, anyway, back to you, Laura.
No, I don't think people go out for dinner on first dates anymore.
Yeah.
So, yep,
I think it's completely different. The online
thing makes it totally different.
Yeah.
And also, it's not even necessarily just Tinder and Bumble or those things. It's also Instagram. Like, people are like sliding.
I can't believe people hit people up on Insta.
Absolutely. People do that. They slide into your DMs. That's the terminology. So,
wow.
Hey, there will be no sliding into my DMs. I want you to make a splash.
So that's like, oh wow,
such a weird podcast.
It's so funny.
But it's
I love it.
Hey, and hey, if you're listening and you're having a bitch at us for not talking about money, chill out.
We're in the comedy section.
Yeah. And it's an
and you should be worried about how much you're going to spend on your first.
Yeah, it's an informative podcast. It's infotainment. Yeah.
Wow, that's
did I just yeah right? Tell?
So that's like the
that, I think that's the norm. So either I mean maybe coffee's not that like romantic or whatever. So I guess,
but if you haven't met them in person, yeah, it's kind of appropriate.
Yeah, I mean totally. I've had terrible. Terrible coffee breakfast dates because it's an awkward time. Like, you're better off going for a drink. That's my opinion. That's my personal
advice. Rather than coffee.
Rather than coffee, the ice. Yeah, like, it feels like, I don't know, you're very aware of your... If you don't know them, you're very aware of your surroundings. You're very aware of the fact that you don't know them from a bar of soap
kind of thing. And it's a morning and you're still
and
waking
it's daylight.
Up.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Yeah, I would, if I was doing a coffee meetup, and I may have done this in the past... It would be my second coffee. The first one's by myself at about 9, and then I'd go organize it for around 11 maybe, so I know I'm awake.
Yeah, that's true. That's so true.
Anyone out there that thinks Glenn's okay and they want to pursue a date, absolutely. Don't ask him for one before
midday.
For
11 a.m.
Okay, so we've set the ground rules that we all agree that, you know, the first date is not what it used to be.
Yeah.
It's usually just a meetup, hey. I want to talk about how much do you think the first actual, hey, I've enjoyed this coffee.
So we've had coffee, let's hang out again.
We're getting on fine. Mm-hmm. Can I turn this up a notch? Wink. Mm. And take you out for a meal. So what do you reckon, Laura?
I mean, maybe $100 if you're like, cool, let's go for dinner. Let's have a bottle of wine and whatever.
A couple of years ago, I won at a charity auction a voucher to... a Neil Perry restaurant in the city, like really mm-hmm. expensive, like $350 voucher or whatever. Took a girl there, first date, bam.
Wow. That's also setting the standard very
I know,
high.
And I'm like, what the hell am I doing? Yeah. But I really wanted to go and use the voucher.
Yeah, that's risky.
It was. It was very risky. So I'll get back to the stats. So we all think around $100, right? So in the survey, the youngest, the average age was 28 years old of the sample size.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I think there was around 50 people. So not a big sample size, but enough to...
Big enough. You know, yeah.
It's cool. Lick our finger and put it in the air, see which way the wind's blowing.
Similar to government surveys, isn't it?
Basically.
50 people.
And now the interesting thing, the average income of people who completed it was $59,000. The smallest income was $16,000. So obviously a uni student perhaps.
So if I'm on $16,000 going on a first date after the coffee meet...
You would hope that he or she's paying.
I'd be baking something for us, I don't know.
Yep. And the highest income was $180,000.
Yeah, wow.
Did you feel this out, Aaron? Lol. Oh, so funny.
Plus you don't have to pay.
Yeah. And I keep that $180,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, for the first dates, quote unquote, 62% of people said restaurant, casual, and at night.
Yep.
Yeah,
totally nice. Agree.
And 15% cafe, coffees, and lunch type thing.
I think we established that was the pre-date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all good. 65% of respondents were females, 35% were male. 12% dated people of the same sex. So, of the non-same-sex dates, 73% of respondents, either male or female, said that the male should pay. Mm-hmm. Because one of the questions was, if you're dating, opposite sex,
yep.
If it's a male and female date, who should pay? And 27% said always split the bill.
All right.
Have you ever split the bill on a first date?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
But I feel like, and I could be totally wrong in this, but I feel like I feel like it's less awkward for me to offer to pay for the whole thing than it is
to pay half.
To pay half. Yeah. I feel like paying half is like...
It's weird.
this isn't going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
It's like a business deal.
Yeah.
Especially if your portion costs $25 and you hand them a red back and it's like, $20.
Yeah, I know. because I'll call them a lobster.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'd call, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, again, from the country.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think splitting the bill is...
it's risky.
I think it's awkward. It's awkward. But also, like, even with friends, I think it's sometimes awkward, like, splitting the bill and working out, like, oh, yours was $18, mine was $23.
So
like,
in the depth of being a millennial, what do you do then every time? You either go broke quickly paying for everyone or you split the bill?
Okay, so I'll jump in there. If you've got PayPal as an app, they've got a way that you can pay at a restaurant or whatnot. And I think CBA do it. A few of the banks are starting to do this.
Where you can, St. George won't. Yeah, for like 20 years.
Yeah. Where everyone, it allows you to split bills.
Yeah.
So awesome. It is being easy.
Yeah, really cool. Good. That's good.
Yeah.
So can Laura answer the question?
So what was the question again?
Because that didn't really answer it.
Socially, do I split bills or on dates do I split bills?
Both.
Yeah, both.
Or just dates?
Socially, yeah, a lot of the time we'll split bills. But if I'm going for a coffee with a friend, then one of us will pay for both, generally.
Yeah, okay.
You
did it last time, so I'll do it this time.
In terms of dates, I think it's different when you're in a relationship or if you're getting to know someone.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think the first few dates I would always let the guy pay.
Mm. Yeah. And that's interesting. So Laura's a young, sophisticated
millennial
lady. Back when you were on the swipe or Tinder or Bumble or whatever, on the swipe.
Yeah.
Apparently, I was talking to a friend in the States the other day and she said she's been using Hinge.
Well, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, it's not as popular in Australia. But,
right. It's an open door moment, is it?
Yeah. So when you were back on that. The... What?
Nice.
Oh, gosh.
Nice work.
Oh.
I did get it.
thanks, John.
Yep. So what's happening in the States?
Yeah, so she's on Hinge. So when you were back on the swipe, if you were at a date or even a first appointment or meeting, whatever, discovery session.
A
client meeting. If you were out there, if you knew that it wasn't going anywhere fast and you wanted to pay or offered to pay, is that you indicating a friend zone?
But actually, no, because I think I would always gesture to pay.
Sure.
Even if I knew that they were going to pay, I think I'd always make the movement of paying. I remember that, I don't know if you guys ever watched How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Mm. But Ted would always like measure girls based on whether they gestured to pay or not.
Really?
Interesting.
It was like, I don't know. You don't want to presume that someone's going to pay, but then also you kind of assume that anyone that I was going to date would... be chivalrous, I guess.
Mm.
So if they're doing the no wallet jig sort of thing, then there's a concern.
Like, I did that the other day, didn't I?
Yeah.
So on the survey, it asked if you were male or female. And of the non-same-sex daters, of the ladies, 86% said you are not friend-zoning them if you offer to pay.
Yep.
And then we asked the guys... If the chick pays or implied bill splitting, do you feel friend-zoned? And the good thing was 89% said they did not feel friend-zoned.
Yeah.
So that's good. There's I think...
Yeah. I talked to Nathan about this the other day and I was like, if you were on a date and a girl offered to pay, how would that make you feel? And he was kind of like, well, not much. He was like, I would still always pay, but I wouldn't freak out and think, oh, crap, like...
I think as well, like if you're actually a secure person, like whatever, I'm like, if someone wants to pay, you knock yourself out and save my money.
It's like the whole woman earning more than the man type.
Yeah.
Totally. And I'm just reading other survey. While I'm looking this up, Laura, can you tell us that story about...
worst date.
So I love this because I actually used to have a dating blog because I was so frustrated that guys wouldn't ask girls out anymore because in the midst of all this thing of the confusion around do guys pay, like what's the role now, I think there's a broader thing of who makes the first move? So anyway, I started this blog and I actually asked a few of my friends about terrible dating experiences that they had. And one of them, like, was so funny. She went on this, she would go on dates with this guy and he was really anxious and nervous that he would vomit every time they went on a date to the point where they were on a date, they were out for dinner and he'd gone to the bathroom, vomited. And then she was kind of like, are you all right? Like, what's going on? And then he actually said, I'm really unwell. And went back to, I think they went back to his grandma's house and he continued to vomit and she kind of was sitting with his grandparents like, this is so weird. They're not, yeah, this is them like.
So they're not married 10 years fast forward. No. You make so me feel awkward. Sick.
That's awful.
It's sad. So sad. Anyway, you know.
So
that's a game changer, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's really sad.
Yeah.
And I guess the whole thing with paying in the same sex world, we had a couple of responses and I'm just opening it up now, but overwhelmingly because they've had to kind of always pave the way and do things not via social norms, what did some of them were saying, where are we? This is dead air, hang on. Thinking music.
So, the whole waiting for the guy to ask the girl out.
Yep.
I think, I don't know if it's changed in the last 10 years or not, but if it hasn't, my feeling is we need to get out of the 1700s. And
totally.
If someone wants a date, regardless of whether male or female, just go and do it.
And that's what Bumble has done. Bumble has made it that the girl has to make the first move. So
right.
If you match with someone, the girl has to message them first within 24 hours, which is cool because it makes you kind of, you know, it's like power to the women, which I think is really awesome. But then at the same time, I think it can mean that guys can just sit and wait for someone to, or, you know, see someone at a bar and be like, they're really nice looking. I'm going to look them up on Instagram later and then...
Yeah, that's what I don't agree with. That's cheating.
Yeah, but welcome to 2012.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's
12. So the same sex ones. It's basically like a lot was saying if I was the one who asked out, I would feel I would be wanting to pay because I initiated and all that.
Okay. But that's a cool principle to apply to
like
dating.
If a young lady asked me out and we went out, and she wanted to pay.
You wouldn't let her pay, though.
I probably wouldn't. I'd be like, I'll sort it. Don't worry about it.
You wouldn't. You literally run a money podcast.
A muddy pit. So they're taking the philosophy of the business meeting. If you initiate the business meeting, you usually pay for it.
Yeah, generally.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So now we asked some other questions. Now, the one that Erin has... Yeah, even in, and these are your responses that, and she's going to read some, everyone's going to read some. Even in 2018, do you still feel it's socially expected that a guy should pay? So what are some of the responses there?
So
Erin?
My favourite one's probably, nah.
Nah, equality, mate.
There's a few nahs, no, nopes.
Nope.
It's dependent on the situation, but should out of respect. I think we've kind of said that. Yes, I'm a bit old fashioned, I guess. If I didn't enjoy the date and it was the first date, my personality is more likely to give the guy a chance and give him the benefit of the... No, that's silly. Sorry. Yes, totally acceptable. Yes, doesn't have to be expensive. I think it's still socially expected, but shouldn't be. It's 2018. You're both putting time into being there on a date. A guy shouldn't have to financially support getting to know someone.
Oh, jeez.
That's harsh.
Wow.
Ouch. He's a keeper.
Yeah. Mum's taught him well.
But it's like that thing of like, with your kids, are you going to, like your boys, you're going to
I'm absolutely going to teach my son that.
You have to pay?
I'm going to pre-frame this. My daughter won't be allowed out of the house until she's 21.
Right.
I'm on that.
My son's not having any girlfriends till he's 30, so...
Yeah, he's staying at home, isn't he?
Yeah, forever.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Any other gold on there?
No, not really.
And John, what's the question highlighted there that
want to have a rant and add anything else? Yeah, so question mark.
So we just left it a field empty.
Yeah, there's a couple of good ones here. I like, my preference is don't date vegans. Don't trust people who don't eat bacon. Blasphemy.
Don't date vegans. That's the best. Oh, that's hey, Sam, love you.
The Russell Coit episode that I've waited months to watch was only 20 minutes long, and now I'm really upset.
It's so relevant that to the survey.
It is. Yeah. Thank you. back on track. The question is, are you supposed to acknowledge the fact that the guy had paid on the first date? That's something I never know to do or not.
Mm.
Right.
So that's an interesting one, isn't it?
And Laura, what have you got there?
So I've got worst / most awkward first date stories. This one's funny. Picked me up, drove an hour to go through an Oporto's drive-thru, then drove around half an hour to go to some cheesy lookout only to eat the food and then drive an hour to drop me off. Another one was went out for pizza and drinks. I ordered wine. He ordered a milkshake. That was the last date. Actually, one of my friends went out for a drink and she ordered a pot of tea.
Really?
He ordered a drink and everyone was like, you just absolutely friend-zoned him because she had a tea.
Oh, and did she usually drink?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah,
and so did she friend-zone him?
Well,
was that the act
she,
of...
She wasn't trying to, but... I think subconsciously she was like, nah.
I'm checking out. Yeah. I don't want to share an emotional
beer. I mean, ordering a tea, it's like you're going home to go to sleep.
Wink.
No, I mean, it's like having
Yeah, it's
like
not like I'm here to party.
A chamomile tea, you know what I'm saying? Like it's not, yeah.
She could be training for an Ironman or triathlon or something.
Maybe.
What are any other funny stories?
Oh, she was my second cousin.
Shout out to Tasmania.
And the other one
we've
is
got listeners in Tasmania.
Movies and the guy brought his friends two rows behind.
Oh wow, that's awkward.
That is so bad.
So you know Nick Bradley, who was in the episode about the engagement ring and they lost it for $10,000.
Yeah.
He, when I was over there last, he was telling me that he was at a restaurant with his wife Rebecca. And there was a guy next to him at the table waiting for this girl. Yeah. And anyway, they got talking. And this guy was telling Nick and Rebecca, he was like nervous because it was his second cousin. And they were at a family reunion and they hooked up like this weird, yeah, totally weird.
Wow.
Totally weird. But I was just looking. A lot of people said, how did you meet? We asked, how did you meet the person you last went on a date with? My partner and I met on Tinder, friends at a friend's wedding, mutual friends, school, high school, a waiter. That's cool. RSVP online dating, friend of a friend, plenty of fish. That is, I've heard some very interesting
stuff. Yeah, me too.
Have you heard of that?
No.
Uh-huh. It's like, don't, yeah.
It's all the fish you want to avoid.
Yeah, it's pretty trashy. Like a and no offense to
RSVP.
Someone.
Is it?
Yeah
it's like the lower of the lows. Plenty but they might not have known that.
Plenty more fish or plenty of fish?
Plenty of fish. At the pub, he was at his work ex's party. I was drowning my sorrows. School, my wife, on Tinder. Friend of a friend. Set up on a blind date. We're married now. Online dating. The beach, Instagram, on a train. That's weird. Imagine Erin's commuting to work and some schizo walks up to her. And
in the quiet carriage.
But I would say on the train, like if you're, you know, most people probably use the same carriage every day.
Yeah, maybe.
And yeah, who knows?
I don't know.
But
is
but
it that app where you, is it on, I don't know, I'm totally out of the loop here, but you can track who's close to you?
Oh, I don't know, Johnny boy. I don't know.
It's not like Find My Friends or something like that.
Yeah, you can...
Oh, yeah, it was the dating app. What was it called? It was the French one. It was...
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, they had it... I don't know, like I...
Well, all of them are location-based.
Yeah, but this one was... I think it buzzed you if someone within...
That's right.
You know...
Oh, right.
A kilometer or something. Yeah. I forget what it was. I think it was a spin-off from one of them. I forget.
Right.
But it's a big market, the online dating
apps. I imagine so.
Like, absolutely. It's just crazy. So within all that, across all the data that we've got, the average cost of a first date, based on the data we've got, was $131.
Okay. Right.
Which it's...
Yeah. That's pretty good.
That's probably pretty reasonable if you're doing the whole dinner, couple of drinks or whatnot.
Yeah, for sure.
A bit of a movie or something. Yeah.
Nice.
So...
And the data was that... Who pays?
Obama's yes. not listening.
So the data...
31, did you say?
Well, 73% said the male should pay.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's still the majority. The majority thing.
It's laying that way.
Yeah. How's your baby Chino?
It's really good.
Aaron's drinking a baby Chino. So any other, and let's be kind, any other advice for anyone out there with online dating or dating and money?
Just got to show the initiative, I think. Don't sit back and wait for it.
Mm.
Yep.
But if you don't have money and you want to go on dates, you can do cool adventure things.
Totally.
Like, a friend of mine does runs through Glenrock.
That sounds horrendous.
It sounds like Glenn's ideal first date.
Absolutely. Yeah. It sounds like hell on earth.
Find their interest before you ask them for a walk through the National Park.
But for someone who's like, great, I love going on walks.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We can have a picnic or something.
Send me your resume and list your interests and hobbies and then we'll
go from there.
Fast track it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so again, if you are one thing I would say, don't go into debt when you're pursuing somebody, because people, a lot of millennials have credit cards and you're going out for dinner and all that. Big deal, everyone's got a credit card. Just because you go to an expensive place and pay.
And I think if I had my time again, I would take the
careful what you say,
model of don't try to impress. You could go and spend your $200, but does that
yourself,
actually
John.
Mean
totally.
Just be normal?
Well, as 50% of the population says, you only get married twice, so...
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow, that's bleak.
No.
But as well, if you
sounds like it's kind of true, though.
Oh, the divorce rate's about 49%.
Nearly 2 in 3, isn't it?
Yeah. Crazy.
But as well, if you go to... If your vibe isn't to go to, a hatted restaurant, then don't do that. That's not... You've got to do what makes sense.
Yeah, it's totally. Not like an expectation.
And if I was asking somebody out, because I don't drink, it wouldn't be the pub or a bar. It would be, let's get coffee, let's get lunch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's what it just wouldn't... If they're like, oh, let's go to, Finnegan's and get trash.
Finnegan's.
Or whatever.
Frostbites.
And have some pingers.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I mean?
See, this is where the old school way of... finding a date was easier because
you're at the trash hole already.
You're already at Finnegan's.
If you met them at the B&S ball, you knew that they love bourbon and coke.
Yeah, happy days.
If you met them at a restaurant, you know that they're
probably not into B&S ball.
Where was your first date?
Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah, fair enough.
That long ago.
Where was your first date with Adam?
I think it was a movie date.
Yeah.
Oh, with my wife, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
No. Gold Coast. No, it wasn't the Gold Coast. Where was it?
That's a suburb.
That's somewhere in Australia.
Elaborate. Did you?
It was kind of here, wasn't it, when you came up to see her?
Yeah.
Was that that's
anyway?
First
moving
date.
Right along.
Actually,
isn't it? I don't know.
What time do you guys have to go?
What's
the time? It's 10:15 or 10:10.
Yeah, probably.
In 5 minutes.
Yeah,
five.
That's fine.
Okay, we're going to end the show there, but after the credits, we're going to come back and have a quick 5 minute after party. Because I want to hear John. He keeps putting this off.
I haven't put anything off.
You're being sheepish.
I think she told me.
Yeah. Well, Aaron can say it.
No, I'm not going to say it for him.
Oh.
I'm just here to let him know that
but
I know.
But do you want a quick after party?
It's about the millennials.
Yeah.
Not John's
not about
first
me.
Date with Amy.
Oh, that people want to know. But yeah, $130. Do what you want. Don't go into debt. Be creative.
And
be
always
yourself.
Gesture to pay.
And always gesture to pay. And remember,
be yourself.
Money just doesn't buy
happiness.
Taste or happiness.
Or class.
Or class. I would know. All right. See you guys.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Any advice in this podcast is of a general nature only and has not been tailored to your personal circumstances. Please seek personal advice prior to acting on this information. Before making a decision to acquire a financial product, you should obtain and read the product disclosure statement relating to that product. Opinions constitute our judgment at the time of issue and are subject to change. Neither the licensee, any of the National Australia Group of Companies, nor their employees or directors give any warranty of accuracy, nor accept any responsibility for errors or omissions in this podcast. Glenn James, Urban Ghetto Proprietary Limited, trading as Sort Your Money Out, are authorised representatives of Apogee Financial Planning Limited, AFSL 230689.
Okay, so
now
the episode's actually over.
Let's have real talk with John.
Now we'll do this for 5 minutes. Couple of ground rules. Whatever way the conversation swings.
I don't like the sound of this at all.
I will edit.
Stitch up.
This does sound like a stitch up.
John.
This is a stitch up.
It's not a bloody stitch up.
Live right now?
No, mate, we're not live.
Yeah.
We're not recording.
Just keep your mouth near the mic and don't take your headphones off. Yeah.
So, John.
Glenn.
Like, you told us one episode that you met Amy through a personal training business.
Correct. And yeah. I stand by that.
Yep. Now,
that's the deposition. One part of the story I will allow you to know.
Now, we can do these two ways.
Yep.
I can interrogate you like you're on the stand.
Yep.
Or you can just tell us a bit of the gossip of how you took her out, you know.
Yeah, well, look, I'm fine with either way.
So, John,
where were you on the night of the 3rd?
We were friends before we dated.
Sure. So, and then you were like, hey, I like the look of you.
But who wouldn't? Like, have you seen her?
She's nice.
Hot. She's nice. She's smoking.
I just said she's nice. Because
John. Poor John. This is awful.
No.
Are you awkward, John?
Yeah, I'm up for it. It's obviously on Glenn's chest. He has to get it off.
Well, I just remember that episode many weeks away. Yeah. He was a bit cagey, wasn't he?
I wasn't cagey. Oh. No, we had that friendship to begin with.
Sure, perfect.
And
do you reckon that's the best way to do it?
Well, friends, you definitely get to know someone better. Mm. I wasn't around when the whole swipe left right was in, we had to do it the old, good old fashioned, genuine way of talking and communicating. And
what's that?
Well, because we were talking about phone bills. You said you had it was $1,200 or something
that's
when you guys first met.
Yeah. That's when I first realised she wasn't that good with money.
So what was the first date?
Well, Erin was correct in saying that...
It's super cute.
I did jump on a plane and surprise her.
That's nice. Like a day trip. That's really great.
And wasn't overconfident. I did book a return flight that day.
That's what made it cute, I think. She said he'd booked a flight home, so he wasn't assuming that he was going to be...
Putting her under in a position that she wouldn't have been, yeah.
Did you have to change said flight?
Boing. Said flight was...
was cancelled.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, it was used.
And I didn't... I never actually went back home. I'm still here. No, I went home that day.
Yeah, nice. Mm.
That's awesome.
I can't recall how much I spent though.
Yeah, no.
So, right. But if you combine the flights and
but hire, I think hire that it's like the else. Effort outweighs anything that you guys could have done.
Mm. Yeah,
totally. While you're here.
And look, take it as you want, millennials listening in. But I remind her often that if I didn't jump on the plane that day, I don't think there would be.
It wouldn't.
Because
there'd be no Max, Molly or Charlie.
No, that's right.
There'd be no millennial podcast.
No.
Yeah, so my recommendation of last podcast was show initiative and don't wait
just
in the corner.
Just jump in.
Get into it, yeah.
If you're feeling it.
Well, if it feels good, do it, right?
Mm. So are you happy with that? Have we laid that to bed now?
Yeah, I'm
what about you, Glenn?
This is not about me.
No, it is.
He's steeping down about a bit lower into his seat, isn't he?
Well, no.
What kind of woman are you looking for?
Sophisticated. I don't know. Whatever works.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I'm a bit quirky. They've got to get the quirk.
So if someone were to slide into your DMs per se.
Yeah, I'd have a chat.
You'd have a chat. Yeah, good. I'll chat. Are you on Bumble or Tinder?
No.
Just not before 9 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Before 9 a.m, no.
You are on Bumble and Tinder?
No.
No.
Not on any online apparatus.
Are you on Plenty of Fish or no?
Yeah, I'm on Plenty of Fish though.
The stories that I used to hear come out of.
Oh, it's horrendous.
Oh my God.
It's like you get an STI looking at
Oh, honestly. Like, and this is before they even say hi.
Yeah.
The girl I used to work with was on it.
Someone told me like on like people will just send nudes without even requesting them or asking.
Yeah, it was just, like, that's what I mean. Like, this stuff wasn't even.
And Laura, you built a friendship with Nath, who you're dating now before. So at least you had a bit of a background info before.
Yeah, absolutely.
In. That seems like a cool way to do it.
Mm. No, definitely. Nath liked me for ages.
I reckon like 5 years.
Oh, wow. That's cute.
Yeah.
A long time to like someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so is life. Mm. So it's good if you get married.
No, but before acting on it, I mean.
Yeah, totally.
Like I'd be worried that someone would clean sweep her before.
Snap her up.
Yeah. Good things.
Come to those who wait.
But I don't reckon it does.
But in this instance, I'm saying the reverse. Good things have got to be acted upon.
Yes. Yeah. Come to those who show initiative.
That's right.
True.
Yeah. So anyway. So, because I think what I wanted to do, can you read that bit of feedback about the 50-50? Someone said on our survey.
Oh, yeah. So, I love you guys talking and being hip, but the ratio between chit-chat needs to be 50-50. Some podcasts for like the last 2 minutes is informative, regardless. Love your work.
And is that an anonymous?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that happened after the episode with John's wife when we were talking about the when we were talking about the breast milk and we were just talking crap. But like, to be honest, overwhelmingly, people like a lot of people go, "Oh, I came for the financial advice, stayed for the banter." Like, people love us.
But I think this idea of the after parties is amazing. I'm thinking
the after parties kind of cool parties. Because
the vibes.
You know, we can just be a bit more free and, you know, without the shackles on.
I think it'll be.
It's like
what
a really long
be.
Fade out.
Totally.
Well, the end isn't as punchy as.
Oh, no. How do we end this?
There was one other comment here that I quite like. It's a couple, actually. Guys in 2018 should be gentlemen and women need to get over themselves.
I would agree with that.
Get over themselves how?
Maybe
he's just reading the thing. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's no explanation from there. Sorry,
it's not signed by myself here.
John,
guys,
not
guys.
John Pigeon's personal views.
Someone's holding a bit of tension for the last 20 years.
Yeah, guys should ask girls out more.
Absolutely.
That's obviously from a female you'd suggest. And then the guy paying doesn't buy him any rights. I think that's a good one.
That's important.
But that's obvious, isn't it?
Well, obviously there's guys out there that say, well, I'm paying, this is what we're doing.
Well, I went on a Bumble date once and I'm hoping that this person's not listening to the podcast. And he didn't drive. I drove. We went to go get a drink and he didn't drive. And I found that to be really presumptuous. Ugh. I was like, well, I'm going to drive you right home. See you later. Like it was a bit like... I don't know you.
Yeah.
Well, he's 15 at the time. It's hard to have a license at 15, isn't it?
I know. He lost his license. No.
Yeah.
Wasn't there some feedback? Yeah. The most awkward first date story. When a guy asked me if he should buy me a drink on a date. Jesus, some idiots out there. I mean, is it? I don't know if it's idiot or just really over the top, nervous and shy.
But do you know what?
Maybe.
I think this whole argument comes down to, do you want to date someone who's generous? And... I think the answer is yes. So either way, you want to date someone who will show initiative and actually pay, whether that's male or female.
But is being generous spending $200 on your first date when you hardly know someone or is...
No, I mean just paying. Like, I don't think it has to be a certain figure because some experiences don't cost that much.
Do what you want.
Yeah.
So, yeah, probably the heart thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because money comes and goes. It means nothing.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
Anyway.
All right, kidlets.
We've got to figure out how to wrap this up.
Go to go to a BNS and have a what good old BNS fashioned yarn for? With someone. Yeah.
What does BNS stand
for? Bachelor and Spinster's Ball.
I couldn't think of anything worse. Mm. Did you ever go to one?
Plenty.
Yeah. Spinsters. Oh.
Did you
that would have been it for you, wouldn't it? Like the main...
Absolutely.
No. Wow. The main meeting environment. Mm.
Interesting.
Mm. Interesting. We'll leave it there because that's the way it's going to be, little darling.
Exactly.
All right, guys. Well, if you're still listening to the after party,
thanks for hanging
around.
And, remember to jump on Instagram at My Millennial Money because if you're actually listening this deep, you probably are interested in us. So
connect
with us and leave a comment or whatever. And
slide into our DMs.
Yeah,
DMs. My Millennial Money.
I might do some sliding into DMs.
Oh.
Oh, did I stop it? No, I didn't. All right. See you.